Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Spelling is Hard, and the Don't Spelling Bee, where we embarrass ourselves daily. Well, weekly. It's because y'all ain't getting it daily. It's a lot of episodes. Ladies and gentlemen, to my left, we have a comedian, comedic writer, actor, producer, director, content creator, business owner, Shady Side Up. We have with us none other than one of the founding members, an additional founding member of Dormtainment. Put your hands together. Welcome to the show, Mr. Cam Miller. Bye, 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 bye.
Hopefully I do as good as your intro.
Hey, man, I try to do, the intros is the one thing I try to nail, all right? Yeah. Everything else, it's potential to mess up.
Because I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous. What are you doing? You got the Luke Chase on?
Because some words, you know, I'm better spelling them out. Some words, I'm better with autocorrect.
Hey, man, listen, I completely understand that. I completely understand. I hate shorthand text. But like, in the instance I can't spell something, I'll send a voice memo. I will send a voice memo.
It's bad when autocorrect don't know what you're trying to spell.
It just means the be like...
They be like, I don't know.
You try to spell something and just give you 3 question marks? Like, that's not what I meant. That's not what I meant.
My autocorrect would be like, Maya, that's the point strong.
I've never been a strong speller, ever. I can't remember a time in my life when I was a strong speller. It just wasn't in my wheelhouse. I wish it was.
I won't say I'm not, but we're gonna find out.
Did you ever do any spelling bees coming up?
One time in elementary.
Okay. How did you do?
I won.
Did you?
But that don't mean I'm gonna win today.
All you gotta do is pull from that same place in your brain. Let's that you it. Did that day. You got this, man.
Let's do it.
It's light work for you, man.
I'm nervous, man. My barber went out of town. I ain't got no haircut. That's half listen, my confidence.
See, that right there? Listen.
Our barbers are confidence dealers.
My barber was supposed to cut my hair Friday. He sent out an Instagram post like, yo, I'm sick. I got strep throat. And I was just like, put my hair though.
My barber also a country singer. See, the barbers in L.A. are ambitious. I want to do a show called Ambitious Barbers of L.A. A reality show, because they all do two or three things. No one just cut hair here.
I just need you to focus on my hair. Like, I go to my barber is Mexican, because I can't go to black barbershops. They just talk too damn much.
See, my barber cut out his house.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. Well, he ain't licensed then.
He licensed. I hope he is. I ain't trying to get him.
He printed out an A and made a big font and then colored it green. He is not licensed. He ain't got not a damn license. He got no licenses on the wall. It's all pictures of the family.
That's probably why he sing too.
Yeah.
That's probably why he sing too.
Yeah, he used a barber in school just to finance the singing. Mm-hmm. That's what it was like that. I don't like when barbers be like, and there was nothing, I went to a barbershop, I was trying to like see who I wanted to go to. One dude talked too much, the other dude's like way too animated, all of this stuff, like, cut my hair, don't take all that. And another dude was smoke, and my thing is like, smoking relaxes you, mm-hmm. chills you out. I don't want you chilled out while you cutting my hair.
I had a barber that always wore gloves.
Really?
Never cut without gloves.
Okay, I could.
But he would smoke before he cut. He didn't care about ashes. And he also did IG skits. Like, they always do something else than just cutting, I'm telling you.
Tyree used to cut my hair. Tyree Vance, we good. And he would like cut my hair and tell me about a sketch. I'm like, bro, because I don't like when I make an appointment. If I make an appointment, especially some barbers are sticklers about that, oh, we got to make an appointment. Make an appointment. I'm always coming 10 to 15 minutes early. Always, damn. Right? Now, I'm waiting 30 minutes. I came 15. I got to wait an additional 15 because you still cut my hair?
I only deal with cordial barbers. Punctual barbers.
Got to be punctual.
Because I may be late. Yeah. I don't need you to be late.
We both can't be late.
Somebody
ain't getting a haircut. And it's going to be me because you the barber.
It was me this week.
Man. I get mine cut tomorrow. We filmed 9 episodes yesterday and today, and I'm out here. It's just what y'all getting.
I was gonna ask you, did the curl sponge come first or your hair? Cause they both look alike. They both look like a curls bun.
I use this little racket device, and then I use the twirl glove. So okay, I do the racket, okay, and twirl glove, you know what I'm saying? Give it a little life, you know, a little moisturizer in there.
So maybe that was what my barber was wearing, a twirl glove.
He was wearing it?
Maybe. No. You said a glove.
Yeah, you put it on your hand. It's got these little frilly things on it. You circle it up like that, and it just it gives a definition. Okay. You know what I'm saying? You know what?
All right, let's go, man. I'm scared.
Enough witty banter. It's time to get down to brass tacks. It's time to get it going. Three rounds, Cam.
Let's go.
Three rounds. We got an easy, medium, and hard. Mm-hmm. And then we got a lightning round. Mm-hmm. Now, before we get going, though, we're going to play a little game with Maya. Maya's the instructor / announcer. And based on the winner of this game, that person would be able to pick one of the two categories that the words are going to come from today.
Let's do
okay,
it.
Okay, Maya, you want to tell us about this game? Let's go.
So this will decide who gets the category they want. Basically, this is an 8-letter word. Mm-hmm. It is a school subject. You're going to go back and forth guessing letters until one of you solves the puzzle. Now, if you need a hint, you can ask for it, but that is your turn. And if your opponent solves the puzzle off of that, they still get to choose the category. So this is an 8-letter word. It is a school subject. And the third letter is O.
First off, I'm gonna say, I don't think I took that class. All right, I guess I go first.
You get to pick the first one.
T. Most words got T in it.
There is a T. It is the 6th letter.
Okay. This is... I'm going to go with a B.
There is no B.
Good.
I'm going to go with an S.
There is no S.
Yep, I knew it.
I'm going to go with the Y.
There is a Y. It is the last letter.
Let me go with an N.
There is no N.
All right,
I think I like saw.
Go ahead.
Geometry.
That is correct to hear.
You damn right.
I was terrible at math.
You damn right. Where the camera? You damn right.
I was better at spelling than math.
I hated math. I'm going to hold you.
A C in math was an A to me.
Listen, I did well in math thinking that I wouldn't have to take it any more classes. Because they started me with geometry in 9th grade. And I was like, all right, boom. Right, once I get done with calculus, I'm done. I'm thinking senior year, I got nothing. They
you know
definitely
what I hated
gave me
the most?
AP cap.
Chemistry.
I love chemistry.
That's math disguised as science. They lied when I got in there.
It's more like
I ain't never cheat so much in my life.
I love science. I'm a big science nerd.
If
big
chemistry was
nerd.
A relationship, she would have left me.
Yeah.
I was cheating.
Cheating heaven?
I was cheating.
Big cheat! Well, what are the two categories today, Maya?
All right.
To hear, you can choose from salty or sweet.
Are you a
sweet? We talking about grits?
Sweet grits, salty grits.
Yeah, I'll do both. It just depends on what the options are.
I'm from the South. Only South.
I hear what you're saying, but hear me out. If the menu has shrimp and grits, I'll get it, right? But if I'm already, especially if I'm already eating pancakes or something like that, I already got my sweet. Mm-hmm. But if they don't have shrimp and grits, and I'm eating just like eggs and bacon, I'm gonna get some sugar grits, all right? I need a little sugar with that. You just gonna shake your head at me and discuss like that?
I'm rocking with you a little bit less after that.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm gonna take sweet.
All right.
Okay.
Come on. You're gonna regret it.
No, I'm not, brother. All right, what we got, Maya?
To hear, your easy word is dessert.
Mm-hmm. Don't spell desert.
This is the one. Here's the thing. Every time I start spelling this in my iPhone, if I get to one S, either the cactus comes up or the ice cream comes up. Mm-hmm. And I never can remember which one it is first. All right. D-E-S-S-E-R-T.
That is correct.
Whoa! Boy! Yes! Okay. Dessert. A meal or treat usually served after dinner. Something sweet, typically.
That is correct to hear.
Well, I mean, you know. It's what I do. It's what I do. You know? All right. Some people came, but it's what I do.
Cam, mm-hmm. Your first word is vinegar.
Vinegar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, V-I-N-E-G-A-R.
That is correct.
That was cool.
Yep.
It's cool.
That's a type of oil, you get something you put on salads, a type of liquid for food.
Do you want to hit a sentence? Because a sentence,
ahead,
if you need
ahead,
help.
Hit a sentence. That probably help.
Yeah.
The best kind of chips are salt and vinegar.
Okay, that didn't help.
That didn't help me at all. Because that's what I was thinking about. It's a flavor.
That's my bad.
It's a flavor, you know, that mostly white people prefer.
I love salt and vinegar chips. I don't know.
You may have some white in you. Look at the breakfast. Flavor as an oil, as an oily substance.
It's not an oil.
Not an oil.
But
at
it
all.
Is a liquid.
You put it on salads. Give me something. I'm not wrong here. Am I wrong here?
I mean, you're
wrong. I don't think you ever said anything.
I use a lot of vinegar in my food.
Cleaning products?
You said it was a liquid and it was a flavor, but it is definitely not an oil.
But give me the first two.
Judges?
Tony?
Okay, we'll give that to you.
Are we just gonna give him a liquid?
I wasn't wrong.
So, by liquid, it could be water, Tony. You know what? It's a damn coup. This is a coup going on. I see what's happening. You're trying to throw me off my black pearl, huh? I see what's happening.
I love big food and I cannot lie. While other chefs try to deny, I'm kidding, they probably don't deny it, but I will say I love food, man. I don't like everything that goes into preparing the food, though. I don't like grocery trips. Going to the grocery store just sucks for me. I don't like that many people. And it was like that before the pandemic. I don't like being there. I'll go super late or I'll go super early, so I don't have to deal with long lines. Now the self-checkout has lines, too. You got to remember your bags. You got to pay for that out here in L.A. People leaving their shopping cart in the middle of the aisle and walking 3 aisles over. Man, what are you doing? That sale can't be that good. You left your purse in the cart. What are you doing? Well, you know what? Thanks to HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit, I don't have to go through that. HelloFresh offers me 30 meals a week to choose from. That's options. I like options. Who don't like options? Even people that play the stock like options, okay? And most of the meals can be ready in under 30 minutes. Oh, well, I love that too. If I ain't got to spend an hour prepping for the food and getting it together and then another 30 minutes cooking, oh, sign me up. I love that. You have multiple options when it comes to preparing the food. You have the options when it comes to picking the food. And it's 72% cheaper than going to a local restaurant. Who don't want to save some money? I know I do. Well, I'm going to help you save some time and some money. And in the process, get you some free gifts. How's that sound? It should sound fantastic. All you have to do to receive this amazing offer is go to HelloFresh.com/Wording16 and use the code Wording16 to get up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Again, I'm going to say it one more time for the people in the back. Go to HelloFresh.com/Wording16. That's a 1 and a 6. And then use the promo code Wording16. Again, Wording and a 1 and a 6. To get up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts, you cannot go wrong with this. Save some money, save some time, and save yourself some trips to the grocery store. And go with HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
Tahir, are you ready for your next word?
Did you ever say what it actually was? What is vinegar? What do you have on your
What
piece
I
of
said
paper?
It was.
No, that was damn not what it is.
It's a fermented acidic liquid.
Come on, man. That's chemistry. See, I didn't pass that class. Go ahead.
Tahir, are you ready for the next round?
I mean, I guess so. Let's see what finds out happens. Liquid. A liquid?
You should be ashamed of yourself.
You said oil, too. It's an oil. You put it on salads.
They put it on salads.
Balsamic.
Tahir.
Yeah.
Your medium difficulty word under sweet is confectionery.
Oh, yeah, you might as well come sit down. You might as well come sit down.
Confectionary.
You won't even know the definition of that one.
Confectionary. C-O-N-F-E-C-T-I-O-N-A-R-Y. Confectionary.
That is correct to hear.
I definitely would have got that wrong.
It's okay. Maya, if you would, the sentence, please. Thank you.
We loved going over Mrs. Jones' house because she was a master of the confectionery arts.
Confectionery is basically the skill or the art of decorating with sweets or candy or treats.
That is correct.
Yeah.
The art of making sweet things.
That was impressive, I'm not gonna lie.
Cam.
Yes.
Your medium difficulty word in Salty is electrolytes.
Here we go. Electrolytes. Okay.
E-L.
Sometimes I got spit.
There you go. Do it.
E-L-E-C-T-R-O.
You spell it all right as
hell. L-Y-T-E-S.
That is correct. Come on, man.
The elementary spelling bee coming back.
My boy.
Right. Give me the sentence.
Your sentence is, Brondo is what plants crave. It has electrolytes.
Okay. Well, I know electrolytes was popular, made popular by Gatorade. Something that gives you energy, especially when your energy is depleted, when you're sweating a lot. Stimulant, I guess, for our bodies.
Is that in the realm?
Am I in there? All right, give me the sentence again.
Brondo is what plants crave. It has electrolytes.
Plant food, I guess. You get it? They get electrolytes from the sun, right? The plants?
No.
They don't? All right. Well, I'm going to sit down.
It's a good try.
At least I spelled it right.
You did spell it right.
What is it?
It is like Gatorade. It's a medium containing ions that is electrically conducting through the movement of ions, but not conducting electrons. So salts.
What?
It's a salt that hydrates you, like Gatorade.
See, I'd be right.
You defined caffeine.
That's fair. What you got for me, Maya?
To hear, your hardest word in sweets is disaccharide.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You want me to bring the stool to you, or you want me to come back?
I'll be right back over there very quickly, my boy. Disaccharide.
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 Mm-hmm.
Sound like a dinosaur.
Disaccharide. D. D-Y-S-A. C. A. R. I. D. E.
My, you better say that's wrong.
No, that is incorrect. The correct spelling is D. I. S. A. C. C. H. A. R. I. D. E.
I was way off. I was way off. I mean, I wasn't even in the same neighborhood. 2 blocks over looking for the mailbox. It's out of range, baby. Out of range.
Somebody looking for their Uber Eats.
Yeah, I was just
in the wrong place. I was like, God damn.
Nobody got their light on. What's the address? Bye, what's the sentence?
Your sentence is, I'll have a cup of tea with 2 disaccharides, please. Ow, stop punching me.
Who coming up with these sentences?
I come up with the sentences.
Okay, that makes sense.
My, why is the end of the sentence about somebody getting attacked?
I think it makes sense with the definition.
A cup of tea with 2 disaccharides.
It's like electrolytes.
Other thing I think of is sugar.
It is regular table sugar. It is a sugar that combines 2 monosaccharides.
Okay.
Sugar. Regular sugar.
Yeah, so
thank you. Just 1 second. Why were you getting attacked?
Well, if someone said that to you, wouldn't you punch them?
All right.
We gotta have a company meeting after this.
Cam,
we need
you
to
ready?
Talk, because I need to know what the hell's going on at home, Tony.
You gotta stop inviting tall guests.
Cam, mm-hmm. Your final word in Salty is actually two words. They are sodium chloride.
All right. You know this. You kidnap a couple people with this.
Sodium chloride.
Right. S-O-D-I-U-M.
Mm-hmm.
Chloride.
There you go.
See, it's about that placement of the H and the L.
Yeah.
C-H-L-O-R-I-D-E.
That is correct.
That was the difficult word. That was difficult? Well, I tell you what.
Give me the sentence, please.
Okay. Himalayan pink, kosher, or from a packet. It's all the same to the tongue.
A salt.
That is the chemical compound for salt.
You're sitting wide, all right? Sitting real wide.
Well, you know about that with those hips.
Kind of back right into that one, didn't I? Okay, we had a light rap. Mm-hmm. Basically means that we both get to have a tongue twister recited to us by Maya. Okay. At which time we will be quiet and no one will write. After she's done, the person whose turn it is will try to write down from memory what she said. Your opponent at that point can try to mess with you, to throw you off and mess up what you're doing. You have an opportunity for 2 points. You get 1 point if you get the tongue twister correctly, spell all the words correctly. And you can get another point if you go up to the microphone and say it 3 times fast correctly. Got it?
Got it.
All right, so we're going to let you pick first. I'm going to take what's left.
That looks slimmer, so I'm going to go there.
Yeah, mine is girthy. No balls. It's super thick. It's like a Snickers bar with that big vein in it. Why? This is a good candy bar, guys. This is a children's show. It's just thick and girthy, like a Sprite can. Let's go, Maya. What you got for your boy?
So I can't talk until after you guys.
After, yeah.
Okay. Once I'm done,
you can't wait to be petty. Oh, yeah. Look at you. You on the petty starting line.
To hear.
Yep.
Your tongue twister is, I saw a kitten eating chicken in the kitchen.
That's easy. What time they served them 7-Eleven hot dogs? Why are you dressed like a security guard from the forum? Your outfit look like you skated here. That's all I got. Because you should be done. Oh, sure. I thought I picked the short one. He's still going to get it wrong, though. You misspelled something.
All right, Ken. Zoom in on your boy. I saw a kitten eating chicken in the kitchen. You feel me?
You spelled I wrong.
What the
You spelled I wrong. He should automatically lose for that. Oh, that's the first time she laughed on this show. She can't over.
Damn! How did I do that? Bro, I seriously feel like I need to get tested, my G.
Was it the forum joke?
I don't know. I don't know what happened. I honestly can't even tell you how that happened. I don't know.
Dyslexia.
Bro, I don't even know how that happened, dog.
It's one letter.
I don't know how that happened.
I should automatically win for that.
Shut up, Cam! Leave it alone. I really put a... I saw a kitten eating chicken in the kitchen. I saw a kitten eating chicken in the kitchen. I saw a kitten eating chicken in the kitchen.
Correct.
Don't give him a clap. That was an easy one.
Hey, man, don't worry about that part right there. You just worry about getting yours correct. Don't put A instead of I. Check me out. You misspelled I. Wait a second.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Cam, your tongue twister is gobbling gargoyles gobbled gobbling goblins.
Just give me the card. Can you say it one more time?
No, she cannot.
I don't even remember. That's why, just give me the card. Gobbling gargoyles? What? I can't even spell gargoyle.
Well,
just give me the card. All right.
Here you go, Cam. Let's go, Cam. Lose. I ain't gonna mess this up.
Gobbling gargoyles gobble gobbling goblins. Gobbling gargoyles gobble gobbling goblins. Gobbling gargoyles gobble gobbling goblins.
Did he do that right? Well, I feel like he said,
I can't garbage. Spell it, but I can say it.
Did he say that? I feel like he said garbage or something. He got it?
It sounded like he got it.
Deliver him the bad news, please.
We have a tie.
What?
A tie? Goddamn vinegar, man.
That was such a real visceral reaction. Go ahead and give him the bad news.
Can we do like a tiebreaker, a sudden death? Just a one word. Just throw out one word. If one of us can spell it, we win.
We'll do rock, paper, scissors.
All right. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Two out of three or just one out of one?
Two out of three. Ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. All right. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Fuck. Yes! You see what it is! Hey, y'all know what it is. It's Boy To Hear More, winner, champion. Want to thank my special guest for coming by today and losing. For me to be the winner, somebody got to lose, and that person today was Cam Miller. Cam, you want to tell them what you got going on, where they can check you out, Shady Side Up, all of that stuff?
Yeah, you can part of the Collective Dormtainment. You can follow us there. You can follow me, Cam, from DT. You can get your shades from Shady Side Up. We got a podcast, Comedy Trap House. You was on it.
Gang, gang.
Talking about those hot dogs. And we got a Boss Talk, our motivational podcast. And yeah, and if you have a travel company, book us.
There you go.
We like to travel.
Yeah, I also like to lose. You understand me, ladies and gentlemen? Likes to lose.
Subjective.
Thank y'all so much for watching. Up To Hear More. We'll see you next week. Peace.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.